This is KUNM. I'm Daniel Montano. After 7 years of mining, federal officials say work to carve out the 8th disposal area at the U.S. government's underground nuclear waste repository is complete. Managers at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant are planning to use the space beginning next year. Constructed in a deep layer of salt southeast of Carlsbad, the repository entombs the radioactive remnants of decades of nuclear research and bomb making. Having enough space for the waste became more of an issue in 2014 when a radiation release contaminated parts of the underground facility and forced an expensive, nearly 3-year closure. Some parts of the repository became off-limits. The incident also delayed the federal government's cleanup program and prompted policy changes at national laboratories and defense-related sites across the U.S. Jurors in Arizona have convicted a U.S. Air Force airman of first-degree murder in the death of a Mennonite woman who was living in New Mexico. The jury reached its verdict today after deliberating for about 5 hours total. Mark Gooch was also found guilty of kidnapping Sasha Krause in January of 22 outside of Farmington, where she was gathering material for Sunday school. Her body was found more than a month later outside of Flagstaff, Arizona, with a gunshot wound to the head. Gooch faces life in prison on the murder charge. Sentencing is set for November 24th. A young Roswell boy has been found safe after having been taken to Mexico by his father after the killing of the boy's mother, according to New Mexico State Police. The state police released a statement yesterday that said Ociel Ernesto Rico has been located safe and that an Amber Alert issued for him in 2020 has been canceled. FBI spokesman Frank Fisher said the agency was not commenting on the case at this time. The boy's father, Jorge Rico Rivera, is charged with the murder in the strangulation of the 27-year-old Isela Mauricio Sanchez, the boy's mother. He's also charged with child abuse. This is KUNM.